What's up? What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Chat with Kaya. I hope everybody's doing amazing on this lovely Wednesday. Today is July 9th, 2025. And honestly, I was going to do an episode on the 7th. Because, you know, that's when the portal was open. If you like into all of that. Me, I'm into all of that. So, but I took the day to like ground myself to like just sit in stillness and get things done that I wanted to get done. And it felt so good. And I don't know, like, I feel good. I feel great. Like, I don't know. Like, my energy is up there. I'm ready. Like, about to go on vacation, about to like see some family, so like I'm really excited. I'm feeling really great. Like, everything that I have spoke to for my life is literally it's literally happening right before my eyes, and I feel like I have to share it because, listen, yes, I am a stay-at-home wife and mom. I'm many things. I hold many titles for sure. But getting to know myself has been so rewarding. And in doing so, it's so funny. Like, I used to get offended. That's why I know that I'm growing, because like just a couple weeks ago, I was getting into arguments or debates about what I believe. But now it's just like, okay, I get what you're saying and I respect that and I love you, but I don't agree with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. We can respectfully disagree. I don't look at you any other type of way. Although you might look at me a little different because, you know, some of us are still in the mind state of, I don't know, like, I just like pray and hope that like one day everybody can see the beauty in themselves and see that you can create your own reality. And I know it's really hard. Like, it's really a hard road like to stay on, to be honest. Like, it doesn't have to be hard. Soon it's gonna flow effortlessly for me. I know that. I believe that. But listen, when you're going through an awakening, it's a lot. But I recently, like, I don't know, like, this is why I'm literally like tearing up a little bit, because I was literally thinking like, what am I about to talk about? What am I gonna do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because of course I got stuff to talk about, but sometimes I feel like, you know, I've literally genuinely documented my journey. Like, when I begin up here just talking about stuff, like, it's literally just because I'm learning it, and then I like to go back and listen to myself to see like, okay, like, how do you feel about this now that you talked about this then? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like a progression for me to go back and listen to these things. In the midst of all of this, like, I've been seeing, like, because, you know, I've been noticing people like, you know, I want to, you know, heal myself, woo-dee-woo, like all of these different things, which of course I resonate with. But the thing is, you have I'm so sorry, so shout out to all my Christians out there, I love y'all, but stop this, like, telling people that everything is demonic, bro. Like, you don't even understand what demonic is, obviously. You don't even understand who the devil is. Like, I don't know. It's very frustrating to me to see, like, it is. That is part, you know, I said, I'm still learning. I'm still human. So, like, you know, I still have these emotions and, you know. But anyway, to bring my vibration back, because that's what we're talking about today. Like, everything is not the devil. Getting to know yourself. This girl literally said, talking about getting to know herself, understanding herself and understanding her, you know, emotions, her shadows, all these different things. Oh, it's the devil. Everything is not the devil, you guys. Like, I just need us to understand that. But I don't know. It's just like, I've been hearing and seeing so many people talking about the devil, this demonic, that, like, the devil is just out here chasing everybody on a Tuesday afternoon. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here like, friend, that ain't the devil. That's your ego trying to keep you bound in fear and illusion. But okay, let me not get ahead of myself. Hold on. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just observing and I'm choosing to elevate, okay? Like, I want to elevate. I don't want to stay in the same spot, you know what I mean? And I really want to encourage people to also not stay in the same spot and get out that mindset. Because I know people be like, oh, why are you so bubbly? Why are you so happy? Oh, this is too much. I'm not too much. I'm not too much. You just can't handle the light. You can't handle the light. And I'm here to transmute darkness into light. That's what I'm here to do. And I'm gonna be myself. With Amaya say on love Island, it's okay if I'm not your cup of tea, then don't drink it. Okay? Like, if I'm not your book, then don't read it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. It's okay. I still love you. I still am gonna treat you with love and respect. But for me, I want to elevate. I don't want to stay stuck in this place of depression or sadness or all these things. Because yes, all of these things exist, and you have to allow. Again, I'm getting ahead of myself, but you have to allow God to work. Allow. Stop trying to control everything. It was one thing that I did this week that I've never done, because I've done meditation before, whatever. But literally, on 7/7, I did it, and I did it yesterday too, but I didn't do it as long as I was supposed to. But anyway, I sat outside, and you can do it anywhere. 7 minutes, focus only on your breathing, nothing else. If a thought comes to your mind, because you have so many thoughts per day, you know what I'm saying? A lot, in the thousands, okay? So you just have to like quiet your mind to the point where like, all right, something come up like, shoot, ooh, like the sun is burning me. Ooh, okay, it's okay. In, out, just focus on your breathing. Focus on your breathing. Just whenever, even if a thought comes, let it come, but let it come and let it go. Let the thought come, let it go. Okay, back to my breathing. In, out. And I promise you, like, set you a timer. When your timer goes off, it's not even gonna feel like you've been sitting there that long. It's really, I don't know, like, oh dang, like, wow, I really was sitting here for 7 minutes just focusing on my breathing, but I wasn't even considering the time or anything else, or that there was a fly that landed on my shoulder, or, you know what I'm saying, like, or, you know, oh, that itches. Like, I wasn't focused on that. But when you really focus on your breathing, y'all, I'm telling you, just stop. Just be still. Let your mind be still. Stop trying to control everything. That's the problem. We try to control everything. You know how you control everything? With your thoughts. Your thoughts create your reality. And I know it's just this thing where everybody like, yeah, right. Ooh, this is just no. Listen, you just not vibrating on the right frequency. I can't seem to understand. I'm really about to get into it, y'all, but I'm going a little off here. But I can't seem to understand one thing about my fellow brothers and sisters that I. Especially those of us who grew up in church or religion, right? You believe that God, the creator, can do anything for you and you can have anything. You say this. The Bible says this, right? You believe it, but yet you don't believe it. You sitting up here doubting. You're not trusting God. You're doubting. You don't trust yourself. You are doubting. And I'm saying this because this is something that I have done time and time again. And now that I've started to, like, you know, rediscover myself, and I'm realizing, like, people are conditioned. We've been conditioned to outsource our power, to blame the devil, a system, or even God for our own internal misalignment. Religion teaches dependency, not sovereignty. Because let's be honest, fear sells, but fear also keeps you asleep. Because yeah, when you sit in here and you really sit in and you think about it, like, if you knew the power that you had, you wouldn't need all of the things that you pay for and you worry about constantly. It's like a test, like you're gonna keep on going. It's a journey. It doesn't end, okay? Like, you gotta unlearn to relearn. And it's not, that part is not cute, it's not always fun, but it's most definitely necessary. And I wanna be real with y'all for a moment. The devil is just the ego in costume, okay? I know. This ain't gonna hit right with some people, but for those of you that do read the Bible, like, go read it again and again and again. Read it from a psychological perspective and don't take everything literal, okay? This is a book about you. You. You understand? Listen, we've been taught to blame the outside world for everything. You can't sleep, it must be demons. Life ain't going right, the enemy attacking. But nah, sometimes it's the inner stuff we ain't facing that's tearing us up. That voice in your head that tells you you're not enough, that's ego. That fear that keeps you small, ego. That urge to control everyone around you, again, ego. Baby, the real battle is within. And most folks don't really want to hear it because it requires accountability. And doing the inner work ain't easy, baby. It ain't easy. But to be honest, it's the only thing that has truly brought me real peace. I'm like, wow, I feel so peaceful. I feel so happy. I don't have to worry. I don't have to ask. Everything I need is there. It's here. It's mine. All I have to do is reach out and grab it. You feel me? But if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I ain't pulling this out of the air. You know that. I've been on this journey, baby. For real. A spiritual deconstruction and rebuild, for sure. But here's a few books and teachings that have helped me like along this way. And this is a long episode, y'all, because I really just was talking and talking. I probably have to edit some of this out. I don't know, but you know, y'all might want to listen to the long ass episode. I don't know. Y'all might be cleaning up, driving the car. I don't know. Working. Need something in your ear to get your day moving. Well, here I am, baby. But on a serious note, like the one book that I read that was introduced to me through my internship, and I'm very grateful because this book was the one book that helped me like really teach me I'm not just a body. I am a part of divine intelligence, energy, light, and I can tap into that power on purpose. This book is called Super Beings by John Randolph Price. Y'all, like, that was the first book that was like, wait, okay, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I have read it over a few times, so I'm going to continue doing it whenever I feel like this is what I do. Like, all of this stuff, whenever I feel myself like drifting off my path in any type of way, I'm getting right back to it. Let me put this on silent. Okay. A Course in Miracles. Now this one right here, it's gonna strip your ego down fast. It taught me how to shift my perception of fear to love, and that's the miracle. Like, I really want to go through all of these things in different episodes. I mean, whoever this resonates with, I'm sure it's gonna resonate with someone out there, and if it doesn't, that's okay too. But you know, as much as these things has helped me and the peace and happiness and joy that I feel like that would be wrong for me to just hold on to it and not, you know what I'm saying, talk about it. Especially like the things that have been happening for me. And Neville Goddard had me looking at my imagination like, wait, you mean this thing I thought was just pretending is like actually me creating my reality? What? Like, it's crazy. And Reverend Ike. Oh, Reverend Ike. That's my guy. Baby, let me tell you. When he said you can't lose with the stuff I use, he meant that. He taught that prosperity, love, and success are already ours. If we believe we are worthy. Do you believe you're worthy? And a lot of people call it prosperity gospel. Well, listen, go check him out, baby. Go check him out. I mean, he's gone now, but let me tell you, his legacy lives on. Go to YouTube and search up Reverend Ike. Especially if you're somebody that's in the church. He's Reverend Ike. He's preaching to a congregation of people just like you. So go look at him. And the law of one, that's deep soul food. It reminds that you're not, it reminds you that you are not separate from God. Listen, you are the creator experiencing itself through your life. Do y'all understand that? Like, honestly, for me, this is the, these are the things that make the most sense to me, right? Honestly, I could tell this is about to be a long episode. Oh my God, I'm gonna have to cut out a lot of this. I'm already 6 minutes in. 16 minutes in, y'all. I'm really running my mouth. Okay, sorry. I think most people usually do long episodes. I just usually do like 8 minutes because I feel like people might not stay focused. But I'm talking about some real shit. But anyway, like, this is the one thing that made me feel like I understood, like, me believing that God is this unlimited source that created us. Like, the best way that I can describe it is, I think I described it like this before, is like everything, like the whole entire universe, not just the earth, because I feel like personally, I never really said and thought about the galaxies and galaxies and galaxies among the universe, or, you know what I'm saying, where other things or beings may live in the universe. I like have just been stuck in my earth mindset, right? God is infinite. Do you understand? I don't understand why, how people don't see this, right? So anyway, I'm probably gonna cut all this out. This is what made me look at everything in a different way, because it made me understand, okay? Like, it's like, that makes sense to me. Like, we read the Bible and we take everything literal, even to the point where some things just don't make sense. Like, okay, like, all right, so you're telling me the snake came up and talked. The snake was talking. Was that a metaphor? Or, like, I don't know. It's like, it's a lot, but we can get into that conversation another time. I'm sorry, that is not the topic of this thing. Anyway, so to whoever needed to hear this today, maybe you feel like your life ain't aligning, or like something dark is following you. I want you to pause and ask yourself, what within me have I been avoiding? Because listen, when you face that, that's when the illusion starts to fade away. You don't need to beg God. You don't need to fear the devil. You just need to remember who you are, so that God can be activated within you. And if ain't nobody told you today, you are powerful. You are worthy. And you are already enough. But thank y'all for rocking with me on this journey, because woo, go back and listen to any episodes you want. I'm telling you, like, it's been a journey for me, and I've been trying to like find a way to like express or articulate my thoughts. And sometimes I don't just hop on here when I'm like thinking something, because I don't want to be saying anything. But this is my verbal journal, so I appreciate everybody for tapping in and listening. And if this episode blessed you, don't forget, share it. Go ahead, share it. Share it out to somebody that might need to hear. Tag me. Follow me on social media. The cat is golden, THAKATISGOLDEN on Instagram and TikTok. And then I'm on Facebook as Cat Marie, KAT space MARIE. My page is public. You'll see me up there. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and tap in with your girl. You feel me? But let's keep expanding together, y'all. Until next time, keep rising, keep shining. And remember, you don't have to chase the light, baby. You are the light. Stay rooted in love and grounded in truth. Till the next episode, love you. Bye.